Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And Scenic Beauty is today the fastest growing metropolis in the South and Southwest United States.
Austin, Texas, once a quiet haven for free-minded Texans, has become a cesspool of leftist invading state populations of George Soros-fueled lawlessness, hurtling the capital of Texas into chaos.
Bartering with criminals instead of sending them to jail. Chaz Moore of the Austin Justice Coalition saying, quote, someone breaks into my home, I call the police, and then what? Even if they find the person, now the person goes to jail. We didn't really fix anything. I would actually say instead of sending her to jail, let's say she pays me back by cleaning my house for the next 6 weeks.
Clinton Rary, combat veteran and an ex-candidate for the Austin City Council, has been relentlessly drilling into the rot prevalent in the local government of Austin, Texas, recently uncovering a possible Democrat Party scam where Act Blue, whose mission is to empower small dollar donors, could quite possibly be a money laundering scam, acting as a nonprofit technology organization which enables left-leaning nonprofits, Democrat candidates, and progressive groups to raise money from individual donors on the internet with ActBlue's online fundraising software.
So what led me to ActBlue was the James O'Keefe Media Group, seeing them post that video on Twitter.
Contributions through Act Blue. An inquisitive detective with Brightline Investigations for Election Watch brought us the latest unwitting contributor.
I'm just going around asking questions regarding donations. It says that you made 26,000 donations. Would that be the case for Act Blue? Because that was over 6 years, so it's 11 donations a day.
I'm getting ready to get on a website and check my AdBlue.
I would definitely check it to make sure that nobody's taking an advantage of you.
Good.
All right?
Thank you.
I don't know what's really going on because there's not a level of transparency to see where exactly the money's coming from. With the FEC website, you can see who's donating money and to what organization, and that's basically the level that you're going to see on where that money's coming from. When you have people that are 70 plus years old and they're donating 2, 3, 4, 5 times a day over a 2-year period, it just throws a huge red flag up on, hey, there's some shenanigans going on here. And there needs to be a deeper level investigation into this, especially when I go talk to this lady and she can't even get out of her chair. And she's talking about, yeah, I was just about to go check out my ActBlue account. But she couldn't even get out of her chair to check it when I was in the house.
It would seem that someone in print or broadcast media would have already been all over this. But now it takes concerned patriots like yourself to investigate government corruption. How was the response from Lapdog Media when you finally reached out about this?
So after I posted the video and it went viral on Twitter, I reached out to a bunch of local media outlets here, and it was like near zero response. I just wish we had some coders that we can go through all this data, because it is very time consuming to scroll through and find out, okay, who's donating 100 times, and then you got to then go through there, pull their name, put it in the FEC website, and then figure out, okay, are they donating a lot? Because you are scrolling through, and it is time-consuming. I mean, it took me almost 3 days to go through all the names just to find one person.
Other independent investigators have followed suit.
And I found out that your address, home is, that you have donated 10,000, over 10,000 times within 2-year time frame from 2021, 2020 to 2022.
How much money?
$106,304.45. Right.
Now, what does it mean?
Yes.
Corey Ball, over the last 2 years, has made over 537 donations for a total of like maybe 7,000. $7,000, is that?
No.
Do you think that you've donated like $60,000 to them in the past year? So that would be $5,000 a month.
Yeah.
The Democratic Party's tentacles of corruption, hell-bent on a downward spiral into fraud and totalitarianism, must and will be removed from its New World Order brain. John Bowne reporting.
Ladies and gentlemen, this book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, is a historic book that documents the globalists, in their own words, plan for our future. That is a hellish future. Now, you'll be always, while they still allow books, I guess, they're starting to ban them, be able to get an unsigned copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World at bookstores, Amazon, or InfoWarsStore.com. But you will never be able to get another signed copy of the book after the signed copies we got run out. And there's about 1,000 left of them right now. So get your copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World, a signed copy at InfoWarsStore.com. And there is a markup there because this is a fundraiser to keep us on the air. So you won't just have this historic memento and this powerful book. You'll also know that you help keep InfoWars on the air. I want to thank those of you that have gotten signed copies of the book or unsigned copies. But I want to encourage all of you who haven't yet to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a signed copy and buy a couple of unsigned copies and donate them to the library or give them to the local school. This is an InfoWar. I'm counting on you, and thank you for your support.
Taking place in the world today with your 6 a.m. news today. Week. He's been on fire lately. He's always on fire. Well, welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Rob showed up at my house at 4 a.m. this morning. We're on our way to Dallas. And I'll host my show from Steve Crowder Studios after I do his two-hour live show. Of course, he's being blocked on YouTube right now, but it doesn't matter. He's on Rumble with millions and millions of viewers every day, and that is very, very exciting that they've really broken through. And here we are on Rumble right now. We'll also post this, obviously, InfoWars.com and Band.video, MadMaxWorld.tv. People are always saying, where's Alex Jones at? Well, I'm at InfoWars.com every day on radio stations across the country, InfoWars.com/show. So, let's talk about what's going on. To say all hell has broken loose, not just with Russia and Ukraine, but now China, in a giant military drill, the biggest China's ever done, has encircled Taiwan and is simulating attacks on the country. And old Sleepy Joe is busy saying the number one threat is the American people. Oh, and of course, TikTok. He's got legislation that totally takes over the internet and ends all free speech. Even Fareed Zakaria. So I put up a show last night, for this weekend. Total globalist said that the legislation, the bipartisan legislation, the Restrict Act, does not ban TikTok. It totally takes over the web and does things 100 times worse than what they claim TikTok's doing. So a lot of insane things unfolding. The Ukrainians are getting ready to launch a big NATO-backed offensive. Pentagon confirmed hundreds of pages of secret documents were released and have come out breaking down how all that's happening. And so the world is just escalating into insanity. India, Russia, China, Brazil are all going with the BRICS, their new currency. And then there was a Friday night show. Tucker Carlson is always excellent, but his first 60-minute monologue where he laid out the trans agenda, the name of the video they posted on Fox, supposed to enforce as well, was the trans movement is the most dangerous extremist movement in the United States. Now, I want to be clear. I'm not saying all people that want to do that with their life can do it. You want tattoos, want to put fake breasts on, want to body modify, put horns on your head. I'm not attacking individuals. I'm attacking people that go after the kids. But he lays out how it's a government, corporate-run, sponsored cult, and how the people basically are being told they can be God and that you then have to accept, like the old South Park episode from 10 years ago, that if someone grafts a fake dorsal fin on your back, that you're really a dolphin. But you're not a dolphin. You can put one on your back if you want, but you don't have to then accept that you're a dolphin. Okay? And so that's what this comes down to. It's all part of the transhumanist movement. It gets you ready where you can do anything you want to your body, and people have to accept it. Men can be in women's sports. The list goes on and on. They have to kill our rationality. They have to kill our common sense. They have to get us to basically accept the illogic of what they're doing, because globalism is so horrible and this transhumanist movement is so antithetical to what the people want, what's common sense. They have to, again, completely confuse us and turn us all around in different directions until we accept idiocy. And Tucker also went over a whole bunch of the mass shootings of trans people. They played the most chilling part, and I played these clips, but the way Tucker laid them out was, I mean, it took me an hour on Friday to lay out the same clips, the same agenda, basically. And I laid out all the exact same points, because it's the truth. Not like he's copying me or I'm copying him, but you see the same elephant in the room. And in the piece, he plays the White House press secretary, Bozo the Clown Lady, saying, our trans people are fighting back in their fears, and we commend them, right after the shooting. And they never even condemned the shooting. And then a lot of other leftist commentators said, well, you know, that's what you get. And then all these different Democrat operatives, national, state, the press secretary, the governor of Arizona, you know, the same governor that's just holding the election, Carrie Lake, she put out a picture of people with guns saying, we're coming after you. And then they look at the statistics of, quote, trans people having the highest level of suicide, murder, you name it. It's because they're unhappy. They're on a bunch of hormones. They already had mental problems before, and a large portion of them. And then they just get deeper and deeper and deeper into the system's clutches. And it's all these big children's hospitals. Major institutions are just licking their lips about the billions they're going to make on these so-called surgeries. And I was watching clips last night of the doctors on TV from these big university and children's hospitals saying that a child transitions at age 7 or 8 or 9 before puberty, there is not enough tissue to create the vagina when we remove the penis. This guy, like a weird Klaus Schwab voice. They all seem to, from real reason. Not demonizing terms, but it's weird. He was here in America. I'm going to play a clip today on my show. And he says, so we use tissue from the colon and the anus to produce the vagina, which is not a vagina. It's a big open wound. And again, if someone is an adult, really feels like they're a woman and wishes to do that body modification, as long as the taxpayers don't pay for it, that's your issue. Okay? And you know, there's a lot of people that are attracted to men, that have to be male, feel like they're a woman, they go out to do it. The point is, children, you get a group of children, 6, 7, 8 in a room, and say, who wants to be Batman? Who wants to be Superman? Who wants to be Wonder Woman? Who wants to be Aquaman? And then they'll pretend that they are that thing. There's the same psychology, you see the videos in the elementary schools, where they tell them, well, you can be a boy or a girl, or you can be something else. You can be a, that's why there's hundreds of genders now. So I'm going to play that Tucker Carlson on my show today. The whole thing is so powerful. They did 15, 16 minutes when I tried to do it. It took me an hour and a half of airtime. Well, with Bryce, it's about 15 minutes. It took me an hour Friday to lay it out. I think we did a pretty good job, but Tucker in 16 minutes is absolute must-see and really documents. And you notice how militant the trans people are and how they're attacking folks everywhere. That's because they've really been brainwashed that they're victims. And also, in England, the statistics are out. They're similar here, but in England, around half of the trans kids are autistic. It's about 40% here. And I saw some really very, very, very sad videos of Down syndrome young men dressed up like women and shaking their butts and things on a play today. And that's what the system's going in and saying, you're girls. Now let's sterilize you. So this is all just eugenics. It's how they make sterilization, how they make transhumanism and the cyborg addicts and all the things that are coming. Just normal because anybody can be anything. And so there's no bottom, basically, to anything. There's no civilization of men and women in our basic biological operation. And this is the embedded plan that that stuck in this population. So I don't...
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Waging War on Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are starting the broadcast a little late today, but you got to see some of the footage that we shot on the way up here to North Texas to be on Stephen Crowder's great show, Arrogant Studio, and I am broadcasting out of his studios here today. I'll be back in Austin this evening and back on the radio 11 a.m. Central Standard Time at InfoWars.com and on hundreds of radio stations and TV stations across the country. A lot of big breaking news, obviously, in world developments. A lot of developments here in the United States we'll be laying out today. We also have some big guests and more coming up that I'll tell you about next segment. So here's what we've got on the plate. Everybody's talking about the ruling last Friday in Austin, Texas, by the Soros communist judge, where he withheld evidence and ignored all the video footage and the fact that the police said the guy did nothing wrong, where it's an Uber driver and people surround his car. The guy comes over and aims a gun at him, who said that he liked to use the gun on police, but they would kill him. So he was going to, quote, intimidate the general public because they're, quote, a bunch of pussies. And then he found out that the public wasn't like that and died. That's a big story. I'll be covering it later next hour. The situation in Louisville is important. 4 dead, 8 injured, including 2 officers downtown Louisville. But still, statistically, mass shootings like this are not even the top 10 causes of death. Bad people use guns. Good people use guns to stop them. And Stephen Crowder made great points on his show today that the mayor and others got up in Louisville and kept saying, well, the evil man came with a gun. We need to ban the guns. And the officers responded and did a great job. Yes, with guns. Now they're saying maybe the shooter committed suicide. But this is evil in our society, and that's what we're dealing with. The truth is mass shootings and overall shootings hit a low in the mid-1990s through till about 6-7 years ago. So crime explodes in the 60s, 70s, 80s, goes way down from about 92 till 2007, 8 or so. It starts going back up. It's still not approached the level it was, say, in the 1980s at the height of the crack cocaine epidemic, but it's still a serious problem. Let's not lie about that. But the answer is more good people with guns, so the bad guys understand they are outgunned. That's what all the statistics and numbers show. We're going to be getting to all of that coming up here today. But the two big things, really three big things to tie together that I want to really hit on first is China. China has said they're getting ready to blockade Taiwan. 80% of the world's computer chips, the high-speed ones, come out of Taiwan. I think it's like 79.6% last time I checked. More than half the world's trade goes through the South China Sea. So if this goes down, if this happens, this is going to have effects on the economy, not even to mention militarily and potential nuclear war, that are hard to describe. And you add that, I mean, we'll be getting to it in great detail here, with what's happening in the world economy, the epicenter being what happened at Silicon Valley Bank a month ago. Or 5 weeks ago, seems like a million years ago. We see in the auto trading area, an auto loan area, the worst level of people not paying their loan and defaults ever seen. We've been covering that the last few months. Now this, big zero hedge article, up on InfoWars.com. Echoes of New Century's collapse amid sudden fire sale of real estate loans as one bank sees 40% downside. It's a very detailed report with a lot of graphs we'll be going over. But this is the real canary in the coal mine. Commercial and, of course, private residential real estate loans being defaulted on at near record levels. This is the third worst in history. And the last time this happened, it was the harbinger of the 2008 collapse with real estate loans being defaulted on in 2007 leading to that. So this is a big, big deal. And we're going to be talking about that because this affects everybody in a big, big way. And then militarily, tying it back in, you have the Ukraine war and these hundreds of documents that got leaked over a week and a half ago now. It's been big news the last few days with supposed real troop death numbers on the Ukraine side, Russian side, the coming offensive of Zelensky into Crimea, and what Russia is saying they're going to do to respond to that. Russia has basically said that if they start losing against all these NATO forces, and the documents admit NATO's running it, that they will use tactical nuclear weapons. And then NATO's saying they'll use the weapons back. And then we're only an inch away or a millimeter away from thermal nuclear war and those Russian submarines right off our coast. And then, yes, the Russians will be destroyed, but so will we. So this is beyond a Mexican standoff. So that's what I'll be covering when we come back next segment. And then we've got some very important information dealing with the vaccines and Marburg and the fact that they're hyping up that a new pandemic, Fauci said last week, is right around the corner. But don't worry, the UN World Treaty to give them control over the U.S. and every other major government's medical system is the answer. But at the same time, people like Arnold Schwarzenegger, who said he admired Adolf Hitler, Rolling Stone magazine, in 1978. Arnold Schwarzenegger has come out, you remember the famous clip, screw your freedom, take your shot, stay in your house, wear your mask, yes, do it. Well, he's come out and said that he's so sorry for saying that and issued an apology because he knows it's blown up in his stinking totalitarian face. So we've got a lot of that to be breaking down. Also, GOP embraces new policy, bomb Mexico to stop fentanyl. That's the Politico deceptive headline. That's not what the U.S. is saying. We're saying this is killing over 100,000 Americans a year. It's way higher than that, the way they count statistics. Everybody I know has friends and family that have died of fentanyl. Everybody. I'm not going to get into personal stuff here, but it's this bad. And I was driving up here today with Rob Dew and one of his very close family members at a party, basically got spiked with it and died. And everybody I know has had these same cases happen. Almost every guest we have on has had a family member die. I mean, it's not 100,000 here, folks. They manipulate these statistics. It's way worse. You can't swing a stick in the dark and not know somebody that's died or almost died from this crap. And so we're going to be talking about that coming up as well, and the fact that we have to take action. And yes, if the U.S. government gets behind an end to the Ukraine war, like Trump said, it'll be over. And if the U.S. government wants to stand up to China, they won't invade Taiwan. But everything's green lighting all these different groups to attack us, and China is behind the fentanyl they allow to be produced as unconventional warfare. It's in their own Chinese Defense Ministry, Department of War, their Pentagon's own reports. The U.S. government's been basically allowing this. And so it is an act of war that the Mexican cartels ship these in. The U.S. government's been heavily involved in cocaine and other narcotics brought in the U.S., going back to Iran-Contra. But if the U.S. government has a real policy to stop the fentanyl, it will stop. And so I am for the U.S. military attacking Mexican cartels with the U.S. military.
They decided to not perp walking, not put him in handcuffs, not do a mugshot, because they knew that that would help Trump. Didn't they know this would backfire? We were waiting for the mugshot. We learned today they wouldn't have it, so we've made our own. And it says political prisoner with an image of President Trump. The shirt is being printed now in Texas. It'll be shipping out to you in 1 week. Political prisoner with Trump on the front there in a mugshot jail background. It's a fundraiser shirt. It says Infowars.com on the back of the shirt. We also have Alex Jones for president. No, I'm not running for president. It's a really nice navy blue, high quality shirt. Red, white, and blue. Alex Jones for president. 2024. It's a fun conversational piece and a limited edition shirt. Great way to fund the operation. So get your Alex Jones for president and Trump mugshot shirts at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Information war. It's Alex Jones.
And we are back live on this Monday edition, coming to you from Stephen Crowder's amazing studios, the secret location in Texas. Wow. What a world we live in today. I am going to, again, get into the weaponization of the judicial system, the criminal justice system under the Soros occupation of this country coming up. I'll tell you about some of the guests that are coming up next segment. Also, we are going to open the phones up as well, and we have some guests that are going to be in studio
in the third hour today that I'll be interviewing along with Owen Schroyer from here. In other words, Revenge of the Sith guys in. So that's just some of what's happening here today. Also, this whole transgender cult is finally waking the public up. And it's very important to talk about who's behind that, where that's going, and some of the new developments. I'm also going to be hitting that. But right now, I mentioned it earlier, let's get directly into it. China has its act together when it comes to tyranny. They're the model of the social credit score. They've penetrated the Democratic Party, and they control Mitch McConnell, for that matter, through his wife. And so they're the real threat. And that was the real distraction or red herring that we saw in the 4 years of Trump, but it's still been ongoing for 2+ years, and it was happening during the campaign. So we're 7 years of hearing that Trump's a Russian agent and that the Russians are just all-powerful and control everything. The Russians have the biggest country in the world. The Russians can't synchronize their stoplights. The Russians are ham-fisted when it comes to manipulating the U.S. They're lightweights. Nothing against the Russians. I'm just saying it's a joke. The communist Chinese don't just control Pelosi and Swallowswell and Dianne Feinstein and Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton and China Joe, you know, Uncle Joe Biden, Creepy Joe, Hopeless Joe. They own 4 of the 6 major Hollywood production houses. They put out the wokest stuff to tear the nation apart. They're the main group doing it, allied with the Bill Gateses and the Klaus Schwabs of the world on record. Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates say, and Warren Buffett says, and Charlie Munger says, he's like their granddaddy, that China's the model and we need to be like China and arrest our political dissidents and ban free speech. I mean, I played the Charlie Munger clip probably 15 times from a couple of years ago where he's sitting there on national TV, what was it, PBS, with Warren Buffett talking about, we're going to get rid of freedom, we're going to arrest political dissidents. It's a wonderful thing. So China doesn't allow the movies they produce here in the U.S. and around the world to poison the planet to air in their own country. So China's the trillion-pound gorilla, or should I say, dragon on our back. And it's on the Chinese people's backs as well, of all the terrible things they do. And 3 million Uyghurs in slave death camps. I mean, these guys would make Hitler blush. And they are up our butt, as you would say. They are up our rear end on so many levels. And starting the last few years of the Obama administration, the globalists figured out that China was double-crossing. They were the model of tyranny. They were the testing ground. They were the beta test. But they said, you know what? Kind of like Stalin and Hitler were buddies at first, but then a couple of years into World War II, turned on each other. They turned on the globalists and said, we're going to be in charge. We're going to run everything now. And that's just the way it is. And they said, if any leaders from the United States, be it Biden, be it Mitch McConnell, be it Chuck E. Schumer, be it Kevin McCarthy, if any of them ever meet with the president of Taiwan, we'll see that as an act of war, and we will probably, I've got their quotes here, invade Taiwan. And we'll start with a blockade. So starting about 6 days ago, they encircled with not hundreds, but thousands of ships, hundreds of big ships, and then over 1,000 small ships, thousands of aircraft, small planes, helicopters, jets, and have just been encircling and doing bombing runs. And the government of China has put out official videos, we showed one earlier, showing the simulated bombardment of all the U.S. ships and Taiwanese ships there in the strait there by China, there on the Taiwan Strait. And, of course, just a few miles away is then Japan, saying we're ready to take out your power plants, your capital buildings, and you notice most of those missiles are going to the water. We're ready to take out Western ships. Because where those missiles in that video, in that simulation, are raining down is where the U.S. aircraft carriers and the U.S. missile cruisers and the U.S. destroyers and the U.S. submarines are. So China has just simulated the biggest bombing run ever And we'll also put this map up if you can. This is our official invasion map that I've got here right now that also sent the crew. So China is saying that their invasion could be imminent. Now remember 6 months ago, a month ago, I said the next thing is a blockade. They maybe have the archivist find it, just so I'm not claiming that. Archivist, in fact, Rob News here. Rob, call the archivist. Find in the last 6 months where I said, in the next year, China is probably, or currently considering, depending on how Russia does, diverting us off and using up all our munitions, is going to go ahead and do the blockade and the encirclement of Taiwan. Then they'll have their operatives and commandos that are within the country start killing the political leadership ahead of an invasion, hoping that most of the Taiwanese military basically stands down. So I believe, and I know, well, China said, it's on the table. It is being prepared for the encirclement, the blockade, and the invasion of Taiwan. Now, again, 80% or 79%+ of all of the high-speed processors in the world are made in tiny Taiwan. Imagine how energetic and smart the Chinese would be on the mainland, where there's billions of these people, compared to just Taiwan. They weren't under the communist tyranny. Look at South Korea as one of the most profitable, powerful countries in the world for production, compared to North Korea, who can't even keep their lights on. It's a tale of communism versus some form of freedom. It's not that it's perfect freedom, or you know, even the kind of freedom we would accept as freedom. Taiwan's not totally free under South Korea, but it's an example, a tale of two cities, a tale of two peoples, even though they're, in the case of Korea, the same people, but one communist, one quasi-free, since the whole Korean conflict. So this is a big deal, and we're already in the two-front war. We're already running low on ammunition with the Russians, and that whole war that's about to go into super overdrive. And China sees this as their moment. Iran sees it as their moment. Iran's starting to attack a bunch of targets in the Middle East, into Syria, into Lebanon, into Israel. And there's the headline right there from Drudge. I have it in front of me. This headline, Chinese military rehearses encirclement of Taiwan, BBC. China's military ready to fight after drills near Taiwan, says their military. U.S. Navy challenges Beijing in South China Sea amid Taiwan drills. Warship conducts freedom of navigation operation. Here, the Spratly's move comes as U.S. set to hold military drills in the Philippines. So the United States is holding war games. China's holding war games right up against each other and saying invasion, encirclement, blockade could be imminent. That is where the world is today. And we'll come back more and talk about Russia and Ukraine and the developments that are unfolding there on the other side. I'll tell you who's coming up as guests today and more. Also intend to open the phones up. And as I said, we will get into the weaponization of the criminal justice system, federal and local, all under the tutelage of George Soros. I'm Alex Jones. MadMaxWorld.tv is the non-censored link. We'll take you to Bandai Video. We'll be right back.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks
Folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest-rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Footage you just saw is real. It's not something out of a zombie apocalypse movie. And I've got the case and where it happened here. Montgomery County deputy cleared after fatal shooting man who attacked him, but the left wanted him arrested. The deputy did not miss him. The guy was out of his mind attacking people like a zombie on a roadside. He shot him 12 times in the chest with a 9mm. Your TV viewer, you missed it, and you'll probably be glad you missed it. But the point is, can you believe that officer was even reviewing whether he'd be indicted? When he's hitting him over the head with a axe handle, basically, a deadly weapon. Well, we have the Texas case, and we have cases all over the country. From the Kluskeys in St. Louis, they break down a metal gate, 100 people threatening to kill them. All they do is bring guns out to protect themselves. And they get indicted by another Soros DA. We'll be talking about that coming up. We'll open the phones up. as well. Owen Schroyer will be co-hosting with me coming up the middle of the next hour. Revenge of the Sith is going to be in studio as well today. But all these stories are interconnected. Why is Soros doing this? Why is the deep state doing this? Why do they want to prosecute people for protecting themselves, whether they be citizens, regular citizens, or police officers? Because they can't get your guns. The gun culture is winning. And in areas that have massive gun ownership, crime is actually going down. Everywhere where you don't have high gun ownership, crime is exploding in the blue cities and blue states. So they just want to simply criminalize the act of defense, which is what communists and authoritarians always do, for everyone but themselves. And it's outrageous. It's hypocritical. Remember in Minnesota, in Minneapolis a couple years ago, in 2020, they fired half the police, but then the city council hired 24-hour multiple security, two armed security guards for each member of the city council, multi-million dollar contracts per year. Think of that. They should all be run on a rail. That's real discrimination. We're all taught it's black versus white or white versus black. The real discrimination, folks, is the government and the elites and the globalist rich people that are anti-free market, that are anti you having wealth, you being successful, me being successful, setting it up where you don't have a right to defend yourself, but they have armed security guards you pay for. I know that's been said 1,000 times, 10,000 times, but it's so true. We'll address that coming up. But my friends, this issue of China, knowing it controls China Joe, his son's laptop that we had back in 2000, and I listened to the audio files. We played it probably 50 times on air, where he's sending audio recordings to his dad saying, "I don't know what to do, Dad. As you know, we work with the head of Chinese intelligence, is worth $3 billion, and he's disappeared. And I think they grabbed him, and I don't know what to do. I'm scared. I'm an agent of China." I mean, he's there saying he's a Chi-Com dude, a Chi-Com quisling, a Chi-Com operative, and the FBI just runs around and tells the media and the internet and big tech, do not report this, do not put this out. This has absolutely got to be suppressed. Almost knocked over my Topo Chico, flailing my arms. So that's where we are. Yeah, they're playing it right now. You see it right there. Maybe we should play it again. It's so fantastical. All confirmed to be real. Not Russian disinfo. And now the Chi-Coms, who control 97% of rare earth minerals worldwide, that's all of the different compounds and molecules in the dirt that you have to have for semiconductors, for computer chips. You don't just think China and Taiwan. But China and Taiwan combined is like 90% of world production. You don't just think China and Taiwan got control of all the compounds for computer chips by accident. The globalists made it where no Western company could ever go get these products, could ever go extract these minerals. So they were positioned to control the world. They were positioned because they were good little globalists and were going to dominate trade, but the West would dominate military, and they believed that would be the new multipolar world, not just the U.S. empire, not just the bald eagle controlled by the globalists, but the Chi-Com order, those two systems. But starting about 11 years ago, the Chi-Coms broke and said, we're not following your orders anymore. And by the way, we're infiltrating your politicians, and we're funding race war in America, and we're shipping in fentanyl. And we're blasting your youth with weaponized TikTok. And we're going to do it. And you are going to sit there and take it because you're decadent and your time is over and we control your leaders. And now they are encircling Taiwan. They've already taken over Hong Kong. 80% of high-speed chips are made there. And they're saying, we're getting ready to invade. They didn't even talk about this under Trump because they knew he wouldn't put up with it. But they know something that's key. They know Biden's going to sit there and go along with it when it goes down because we're diverted fighting Russia because NATO pushed up to their border and attacked them. And yeah, the Ukrainians have beefs and the Russians have beefs, and I'm not defending Vladimir Putin, but I'm talking about in the real world, on a scale of 1 to 10, Putin's got an 8 to want to be pissed at the West. We're on his doorstep. China, we're doing nothing to China. We've given them everything, total control, and they've taken the ball and run. The globalist elites, while they're too busy trying to bully the average conservative or the average Christian or the average homeschooler or the average farmer or the average small business person like a meat packer that's small, they shut all those down. While the globalists are busy hiring 87,000 IRS agents and arming them, that article's on that today, while they're busy gearing up to bully the hell out of us at a level never before seen and declaring conservatives and people that support Trump as the number one terror threat, that's official U.S. policy. While they're busy trying to bully the American people and blame us for violence, when conservatives and Christians and concealed carry holders have the lowest crime rates out there and everybody knows it. While they're busy trying to bully us internally, the Chi-Coms have said, you are nothing. The Chi-Coms have said, you are a joke. You're a bitch. And you're going to take it. So I say to people, high level, mid level, and low level, in the corporations, in academia, in the banks, in government, everybody, why are you so insane? Why do you have such a chip on your shoulder against real American power that's about freedom and prosperity and free market capitalism and libertarian laissez-faire that made us so great? Why are you threatened by that? Because you're authoritarians. But you're such fools that you don't even understand that it's been that freedom, that quasi-freedom, it's been far from perfect, that has energized us and made us so powerful. So you're at war with what makes you powerful. You hijacked the country. You're in control of it, but you still got to run at the ground because you still think you're rebels against the country you've actually captured. That is insane. And I remember there was an article in the Washington Post in 1993 when Bill Clinton was inaugurated. And there were movie producers. One of them was named, I think, Ron Silver. They were sitting around with Hillary Clinton. They were so anti-American, so anti-military, that groups of F-16s flew over at the Clinton inauguration. You can look this up. I remember Rush Limbaugh covering it, but actually went and got the Washington Post and read it. They were proud of this. And the producers look up and they go, how dare them fly over us? That's the U.S. military. Like Jane Fonda up on a North Vietnamese anti-aircraft gun, you know, decades before. And Hillary said, it's okay, Ron, and to the other producers. That's our military now. Those are our jets now. Now, as evil as Hillary Clinton is, she at least understood that. So they've run the engine into the ground. It's like in Animal Farm with the pigs and the sheep and the goats and the cows and the horse. The pigs say, four legs good, two legs bad. Later, well, two legs good, four legs good. Later, well, two legs good, four legs bad. Once they've taken over, once they're the tyrants, there's this big workhorse that helped get them into power, helped run the revolution. And then finally, they don't like him because he's strong and powerful. They sell him to be slaughtered and turned into glue. That's what Elmer's glue's made out of, is rotting horse hooves. So, the point is, the revolutionaries, the communists, always get rid of those that help them get the power. And everybody that serves the system needs to understand, this is a suicide pact. And while you're busy trying to kick Americans' asses and show the good old boys they're nothing, the whole world's turning against us because the globalists are scum. We'll be right back.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Ladies and gentlemen, this book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, is a historic book that documents the globalists in their own words.